Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Home Serve is offering Britain's NHS workers and social care workers free emergency home repairs until the end of the coronavirus lockdown as they continue to care for the nation during the pandemic. From today, NHS workers and social care workers will have access to Home Serve's qualified, trusted engineers for free repairs across a range of services in the home. Home Serve is also putting aside £1 million as part of a fund to help pay for those repairs, which is enough, if you tot it all up, to pay for 10,000 repair jobs that might be needed. Greg Reed is from Home Service on the line now, so hopefully tell us a little bit more about it. Good morning to you, Greg.
Yeah, good morning to you.
Good to speak to you. So just be clear as to what's being announced this morning.
Home Serve UK is a nationwide repair business. We have 2 million customers and normally do about 1 million repairs a year. But what we've announced today is that we're going to extend our service for repairs for home emergencies involving plumbing and heating to any NHS worker and social care workers as well, absolutely free of charge.
And they don't have to be an existing customer or anything like that?
No, there's no, there's nothing to sign up for, nothing to cancel later. It's just you call us. We'll take some details, try to understand where you work, nothing too onerous. And then hopefully that same day we'll get someone out to you. I just got our first customer that we booked about 7 o'clock. They said, great help during this nightmare, and that I'll have hot water today is amazing. And that's the kind of feedback we're looking for. We're trying to go out and help those people who are doing such a good job for us all.
Yeah, I know. After a hard day on the wards, the last thing you need to come home is to discover your heating's not working or there's no hot water coming out of the tap.
No, it's one of our customers that gave some feedback a few weeks ago where she said she was a nurse and she came home and her water wasn't working. We got it going quickly, and she was just saying how badly she needed a shower at the end of that 15-hour shift. And it really hit home with a lot of us, and we've been trying to think, opening up our product to 3 million additional people is a bit risky, and the operations people are nervous, but the engineers and our call center staff, none of whom, we haven't furloughed anyone, everyone is very, ready to go and excited to help.
I was going to ask about that, because I was wondering if maybe the circumstances in which we find ourselves in are leading people to put off repairs and servicing on their equipment that they might normally do. They might just simply say, oh, well, just leave it for 3 months, and then when everything's back to normal, I'll call up and get my boiler done then.
Yeah, I think, we're trying to follow the government guidelines, so we don't want to get our own engineers sick or the customer. So anything like a dripping cap, we are asking customers, we're just taking information and say, when the lockdown's over, we'll come sort that for you. But you really shouldn't put off anything, especially with your heat or water, or even, a drainage or a sanitary situation. Those things, are emergencies. And in particular, if you're one of these frontline workers in a care home, and you just need to get home and to the safety and the normality of your home. And I don't know if you've ever had something like where the boiler's not working. It's just very, very difficult to live at that point.
Oh, yeah, no, I am your worst nightmare as a customer. I'm the person who forgets to have it serviced and then wonders why it doesn't actually work. I'm living evidence as to why you probably should get your boiler served if it's due to have that done. And Greg, when your staff go into people's homes, and you mentioned about trying to hold off on things like little dripping taps, but when the staff are going in, presumably they're having to take some precautions as well, aren't they? Both for their own sakes and potentially for the sake of the customers who they're going to see.
Oh yeah, we have a lot of hygiene guidelines and PPE for the engineers. We've had over 100 of the guys volunteer to go in when someone is exhibiting symptoms, and that involves them being face fitted for normally the masks we wear with asbestos, but they're medical grade. It's funny, dozens and dozens of the engineers had to shave their beards so the mask would fit on their face properly. But they went ahead and did that because they wanted to help customers. That was early on. I was really touched by that, and so amazing level of dedication. You can imagine, you know, I know it's scary when I go out to do my exercise. Going out and trying to social distance, these engineers are going into, you know, 7 or 8 places a day. So they're very careful. They ask the customers to stay back. They'll use barriers. They'll wipe everything down that they touch. They'll wipe it all down when they leave. They've got the gloves. So they know what they're doing. And that's all part of it. We don't want to make anything worse.
No, absolutely. And for those people, so it's NHS staff and social care workers. So the lady who comes in to see the woman who lives opposite the road from me from one of the social care companies, presumably she could give you a call as well. Do they need any sort of, I don't know, ID or reference numbers just to smooth the process and make things easier?
Well, I think if you know, as long as they're ready to answer a few simple questions when they call us, we can make it a relatively simple process. We, you know, including the care workers, we knew that made it more complicated because they wouldn't, you know, just have an NHS badge or something. But we'll ask a few questions, make sure it's legit. I'm sure, you know, even if someone was so desperate they called to take advantage of this offer, you know, maybe we would let that slip through because, you know, lots of different people have needs at this time. And the care workers, I think, in particular, are a group that got missed a little bit. And we're covering everybody from the canteen workers to the cleaners to the drivers. You know, everyone's in.
And I noticed also when they're not out fixing people's boilers, some of your employees have trained either as first responders or to produce some face masks using 3D printers. Now we found out a bit about 3D printing of masks on the program on last week. This is it sounds bizarre, really, but the fact that you can put a certain compound in and out the other end pops a mask which can be used.
Yeah, we have one of our managers who looks after some guys in the field. I had no idea about this. A guy named David Richardson. He has three 3D printers at home, and he just started printing face protection for the front line. You know, the shields they wear. And all of a sudden, word got out, and he's trying to make 200-300 a week now. So lots of people from work have donated the materials he needs. He did a Just Giving, which was oversubscribed. Bought another printer, and so yeah, it's amazing what people can do when they set their minds to it.
That's amazing. I have to say, I think the kind of person I want to come and fix my boiler is the person who has 3 or 4 3D printers at home. You know that their engineering skills, like the rest of your staff, are going to be absolutely top notch on that. Well, look, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning, yeah. Greg. Stay safe, and I hope the rest of your staff do the same as well.
Could I mention the number for people to call?
Oh, go on then.
Okay. 0330-0247-222.
Okay, that's great. Well, Greg, thank you very much for speaking to Cambridge 105 Radio this morning. That is Greg Reed from the company HomeServe, who, if you are an NHS worker or a care worker, you can get some help, free service for your boiler at this particular time, emergency repairs as well. Takes us to 9:19.
Cambridge 105 Radio.